So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. We are live in Carrollton at Pickler Universe. Love it if you could come on by, fellowship, play some pickleball, and we'll have ourselves a time. Joining us now here on The Fan, Stephen Jones here talking Cowboys Week 7, hosting the Commanders 3:25 on Sunday. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. Good afternoon to you guys.
Hey, is everything going to be okay with Trayvon Diggs? I was concerned for him.
Well, we certainly think so, but he's not going to be able to play this weekend.
Everybody else getting healthy, though?
I think so. We had a good week of practice. Guys stepping up, getting better. In particular, obviously, with CD and Turf and Booker, all really had a good week of practice and going to be able to get out there and play for us. And even some of the guys who aren't going to be ready this week are making big progress and could start the clock and practice starting next week, guys like BB and Overshown.
Well, that's certainly exciting. I mean, how much better can this offense get than statistically it's been third best since Lamb went out?
Well, you know, hats off to Coach Schottenheimer and Clayton and the whole crew. Shimko, our quarterback coach, they're just doing a great job. And then obviously I think our quarterback's playing as well as anybody in the league. Certainly guys stepped up. When we lost guys, George Pickens obviously playing, you know, tops. Certainly, Flournoy stepped up with the receiving group. And then, of course, Ferguson's been steady all year. And then as a group, the offensive line group is, you know, next man up. And, you know, it's going to be great. We'll have four of our five starters out there ready to roll now and hopefully get our starting center back sooner than later.
Any limitations for CD on Sunday, or is he full go?
You know, we don't see any limitations. I think he's ready to go, and you know the competitor he is. He's shaking off the rust a little bit, but I saw him out here after practice with jugs, and he's ready to go. He loves to compete, and he's ready to get out there.
Stephen, we hear the word execution a lot about on defense and stuff. When you sit down and watch the tape and you see your defensive coordinator send a safety down in the hole and it should be a negative play or a tackle for loss and you miss a tackle, it's a 9-yard run. How much of that has been really what this defense has happened to this defense this year?
Well, I'd use two things. I'd use execution and then, of course, I'd also use consistency. I think we've been inconsistent. I think, you know, at times we've flashed and shown some things that we can do, whether it's against the run or the pass, and then at times we've been inconsistent and not very good. And I think we just have to continue to go out there and work hard every week, every practice, and get better. And I think we feel like we had a good week of practice this week. I know Coach Schottenheimer, Jerry and I just met with the staff, and they were real pleased with the week of practice. And now we got to go out there, and we got to consistently execute.
Stephen, you talked about you just met with the staff, and this has got to be a difficult situation for you guys at wide receiver. Are you looking to get all those guys inactive and maybe go short somewhere else, or how are you going to navigate your wide receiver room this week?
Well, it's a good group, and one of the things Coach Schottenheimer said early is we, you know, you do want guys fresh when you need to win the game in the fourth quarter, which is what the NFL's all about most of the time. And so I think one of the important things will be to, you know, use guys like Flournoy and Tolbert, you know, throughout the game so that we can have guys like CD and Pickens and Turp fresh when that fourth quarter quarter hits. And obviously we've gotten confidence that those guys can go out and do the job as well. And I think Flournoy's been outstanding. And then, of course, we'll have a big physical receiver coming back, probably not this week, but probably next in Mingo. So real pleased with that receiver room. And I think Coach Schottenheimer, Jr., those guys have a great plan as to you know, what the future is going to look like with that group.
With Diggs being out, is that just more Kyir Elam probably in the back end?
Well, we got several of them. We got Traquez and, you know, Caitlin Carson's coming up. So we'll have a group out there that we had a really good week of practice. We're really confident that they understand, you know, what to do and, you know, how they're going to execute out there. And feel good they'll get the job done.
Steven, you mentioned how well Dak's playing, and I think we all agree he's playing some of the best football of his career. When you see him performing at the level he is, does that add any extra emphasis to try and maybe improve the roster in some way or another?
Yeah, I would say this. We're always looking to improve the roster. If we can find the right situation where it makes us better, you know, then we're going to be looking at it. And, you know, we got our process as to how we work the phones and understand what's available out there. And certainly if we feel like there's a move that would make a difference for us and make us better, then we'll certainly be looking at it because we do. I agree with you. I mean, this offense is obviously, you know, playing at the highest level. They're ranked number one in the league in a lot of categories. And certainly with Dak and his leadership and the group that's around him, they've shown that, you know, they can move the ball against good defenses as well. So we'll certainly continue to look at that and see if there's other things that can help us as a team.
Is there any truth to a report that came out earlier this week about possibly looking at hunting some running backs to add to the roster?
No, we feel good about the running back situation. I think Blues, you know, he's cutting his teeth and, you know, coming along, but he brings something that's very unique. And then we like the other group, you know, behind them as well. Obviously, Hunter Steady as a fullback slash short down runner. And then, you know, we've always been a fan of Malik Davis. And as we all know, we have Maffa, our draft pick, who, you know, we really like as well, that's on IR and eligible to return.
Our team's calling about your backup offensive lineman that had performed so well.
Well, we won't get into the details of exactly who's calling on what, but certainly I will say this. Those four guys stepped up in a big way. Hats off to them, and hats off to the coaching staff as well as getting them prepared as a group.
With McLaurin and Samuel possibly out, how much more of an opportunity is this to pick up a big divisional win?
Well, anytime you're playing a divisional team, it's big. I mean, you got to win, you know, go anywhere in this league, you got to win your division, and it all starts with beating your divisional opponents. Obviously, we've got a relationship there with Dan, but you know, we need to go out there and get a win. And it'd mean a lot here, obviously, you know, at AT&T and, Stadium, where we have the greatest fans, to go out there and play really well and win a game would be big for this football team right now.
How impressive have you been with Schottenheimer, just the details of trying to navigate the sun situation at AT&T Stadium?
Well, you know, that takes the scientist to figure that out. No. In all seriousness, you need a sundial during the day or whatever you do. But, no, we've got a good system in place with our football ops guys and got a great feel for how that works. And he's all set for it. We actually talked about it, and it can be a home field advantage if we stay on top of it. And I can tell you Coach Schottenheimer's on top of it.
Steven, until things kind of turn around a little bit for your defense, how difficult is it to put this much pressure on your offense to maybe not even punt during a game?
No, I think, you know, that's their goal. If you would ask Dak and Coach Schottenheimer, is every time they get possession of the ball, is to move the ball and get points. And so, you know, that's just line number one, you know, when you're lining up before each game is, you know, to move the ball and score. So You know, as I think Dak even said it in the press conference, it doesn't add pressure because that's what we expect.
Sure.
So no other details on how Diggs got hurt, huh?
not at this point. We'll look into it, make sure everything's good, and we'll go from there.
We'll give him hell on Sunday, sir. We'll be pulling for you. Have a great afternoon.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, Fridays at 3 o'clock. I think this is, you know, one of those situations where it kind of appears to be on the outside, one of those things that happens at home that maybe you're not transparent with your boss on.
This is so weird.
You know, like the time I broke my foot jumping off a cliff into 18 inches of water, you know? How'd you sell that?
I'm lucky to be alive.
I think I said flag football, you know?
Or saving a dog from a car accident.
Man, that would have been better.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Jump from a burning home with a dog in hand. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Have you guys ever had a concussion? But the only time I've really had a concussion was it was after the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. What was that, like 1999?
The greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
The one where
the Mike Jones tackle.
Yeah.
Well, that was Titans.
That was Titans.
That was Titans. Yeah, Rams. Yes. Maybe that was the next
this was
the year before that.
Was that Brady's rookie year?
'01 was the Brady. It wasn't his rookie year, but that's
second year.
That was when he stepped in for Bledsoe. Yeah, never gave the job back.
Yeah, so the one that Vanderjack made the kick to win it. Right, I think
Vinatieri.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So I think the Patriots were 13.5-point dogs.
Yeah.
And I'd been celebrating since halftime because it was clear I was going to win that bet. And so about, I don't know, 1 o'clock that morning, I was wrestling with my buddy in the parking lot of his apartments, and I kind of tried to get up. You know, I kind of tried to get up off my back. And I didn't have, you know, my feet underneath me well enough, so I ended up backpedaling, and I kind of catch myself on my arms, and then my head went back and hit the road, right? Ooh. So that
kind
was
like me in the Avis parking lot.
That was a concussion that I should not have been working through the next day.
Uh-oh.
at Sports Radio 1080 The Fan in Portland, and it was an adventure just to try to keep thoughts straight and like type stuff out.
Ooh.
But I was like, I couldn't tell anybody, you know? I was like, I mean, what the truth is, it's horrible, right?
I was hammered. Yeah. Celebrating a victory bet.
That's I'd won way. Like $50, which to me might as well have been $500.
$50.
Yeah. It was like 10% of my monthly salary. And I was celebrating, living it up to the fullest. And, you know, you get a concussion situation. But I don't know. It does not seem like the information is flowing, which is just further confirmation that this is over. So I really think the interesting topic here is the medical guarantees on contracts.
Yeah.
Right now, Diggs, as soon as he clears concussion protocol, is healthy. Do you trust him? Do you want to have the risk of 2026 you feeling anchored to him because there's an injury to come on the actual field here in the final 10 weeks of the season, and now you're sort of tied into it? I think there's a case to be made for what can we get for him in trade? We'll take anything.
Yeah,
is a team stupid enough to give
anything.
You a six?
A seven, I would take.
Yeah.
To me, from the outside looking in, I get the feeling of this is a player that doesn't want to be here. And could be totally wrong, and I'm sure that if I were to ask Diggs, he would say the opposite of that and say, I do want to be here. But based on his play, based on kind of just watching him and his motions pregame when we're at the stadium, I don't know. He just does not seem super motivated.
Into it.
And he just doesn't look like the same guy right now.
I mean, he lost his guy. This guy's not here.
The buddy that he would wrestle with in the parking lot at 3 a.m. is no longer here.
That's right. Of course, the E-Hammer had all kinds of playing-related concussions, right?
Oh, yeah.
I dealt out a few, but the worst one I ever had was actually whenever I was at my brother's practice, and me and my dad were just throwing the ball around. And it was on an old baseball field. My dad lobbed up a ball, and I'm running. And
hit the goalpost?
Land me right into the backstop.
Oh.
Ooh.
Next thing I know, I wake up like 50 yards away from where I was, and I got all the dads are just looking.
Is he going to be okay?
Down at me. Then I was black and blue on my face for a while. Yeah, that was probably the one. Otherwise, football-wise, I don't know.
It was just the ACLs in the back?
Yeah, I don't know. My
Would
brain.
You rather the concussions?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough to say.
I've been hit so hard that I saw pink. You know, like everything was a shade of
the
pink.
The pop singer? Oh.
The pink.
Oh, just, pink.
Just
the
in
color.
My eye, yeah. And just kept playing. So I don't, you know, it's kind of like I probably had COVID and didn't even know, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It was like back then you played through like, you were concussed.
And CTE.
Yeah, you just played through it. You know,
what is CTE?
And then nowadays it's like somebody from upstairs, you know, they say, oh, no, wait, take 55 off the field. He's obviously concussed.
He's
not playing well.
He's lining up
his
the wrong
concussion
way.
Is too bad to play with.
And that's
he's in
saying.
The other team's
we'd,
huddle.
We'd be practicing and stuff like that would happen.
Why is this guy sitting on our bench?
And they would like, they're like, well, hey, what's wrong with you, man? Get back in there, you know?
Take a quick breather.
Yeah.
I mean, shake it off.
Yeah.
Shake it off was very popular.
Shake it off was very popular back in the day.
Yeah. I think that last minute just explains your cheesecake take from yesterday.
I'll tell you what, man.
That cheesecake. And all the Tylenol as a kid, right?
Yeah. A lot of Tylenol. A lot of time off.
Okay, we got the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. Thanks so much to Stephen Jones for joining us here every Friday at 3 o'clock. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush on the toll road. Unfortunately, we do not have flags. We do have Stella Artois, though.
And we're now giving them away.
The Stella Artois are flowing for those 21 and over.
We do.
That's a beer sample. Yeah. And we're back with the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Best place to play pickleball in the entire universe here. Picklerverse. In Carrollton, 35 and Bush. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Okay, and it's time for the C-Note here. Cowboys news of the evening. Of course, the big news of the day so far is that Trayvon Diggs is out. We are still waiting to hear, maybe in the next 30 minutes or so, what's going on with McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. We're assuming they're out. At least that's what I've been assuming. Yeah. That's what I assumed.
McLaurin's officially out.
You're waiting for on the heel. Hey, let me ask you real quick. This pickleball stuff, do you bring your own teammate? Because can you get mad at the person you're playing with? Because it always seems like you're kind of paired with somebody that it's not really a teammate of yours.
Well, yeah, I think if you're in real competition, yes, but in a pickleball social like what we have going on right now, I think, you know, it's a scramble.
So you can't get mad at your teammate for, like, effing it up at the
net. Not if you want to be cool. You know, I think if you're getting mad at your teammate in a sport like this, you're, you know, you better be really cool, good friends. or just keep it to yourself?
I just wonder because it's always like it looks like everybody's kind of like it's just a bunch of singles, and then they get paired up with somebody, but
oh, yeah.
They never really get mad at their teammate for just dumping it in the net. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean,
no, they're doing it for the love of the game.
Are they?
I feel like.
And the beer afterwards? Like the beer? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's great vibes.
And
I think
the pizza.
That's,
you know, the part sell of the pizza. Okay,
yeah. Part of why the sport's so popular.
Yeah.
So more Kyir Elam. How do you guys feel about that?
Not good. Not good.
You don't feel good about anybody, though.
Well,
you
know, they're not playing.
Feel great about playing. He's getting that pick six this week. Put in the call, baby.
He's back.
He's due.
He is due.
He's going to give up a couple touchdowns, but he's going to make up for it with the pick six.
These guys need a pass rush, man. And to be fair, most DBs do.
Yep.
There's very few that can just cover all day. And unfortunately, right now, you don't have any semblance of a pass rush
if you
give your DBs a chance.
Well, are you in a situation, too, where is there any reason for the Commanders to throw the ball?
But there might not be.
The best way to probably play without McLaurin and those guys and Samuel is just go ahead and load up those backs. And, you know they play in jumbo personnel. We talked about Commander offense on Wednesday. They just get in jumbo formation and then sit there and say, are you good enough to to stop us from the football? This could be very Army Navy like this week.
But
you know, with
and it's pretty intricate the way they approach it, right? Like it's not just some this rushing attack.
There's
a lot of layers.
You know everybody thinks that Cliff, it's air raid, it's all this spread them out, throw the ball. No, the roots of that stuff is really running the football and running it with the pulls, running it with spacing, running. You know,
they're pulling Biotis.
Yeah, I mean, if he's uncovered, they're pulling him. So, yeah, I mean, I could see Cliff looking down. I could see, remember Mike Leach had his play call sheet, and it was like a bar napkin?
Yeah.
I could see Cliff's being that way this week.
About
four run plays on there and say, listen, let's see if these guys, I'm going to get in jumbo formation, six-plus offensive linemen, throw my tight ends out there, and just see if Dallas can stop you from running the football.
We're going to need a couple of Hawaiian punch-outs.
Yes. It's a big play day. You know,
this might be a 45-minute game this week.
Can you win the turnover margin by two?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of stops and interruptions and commercial breaks with all the scoring.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Cowboys are going to probably air it
probably
out.
Probably looking at a total of 15 combined scoring moments in this game and subsequent kickoffs.
Right, so
we got the injury report?
Yeah, Debo limited today. He's listed as questionable.
Okay.
Ertz was limited. He's listed as questionable. Armstrong has not practiced all week, but they've got him listed as questionable.
So that's going to game time that one is what they're going to do there.
And I guess Debo will be the same thing, judging by what he said. But, yeah, Terry McLaurin officially out, and the Cowboys have Diggs and Keegan out otherwise. Wanye Thomas is interesting. He's been dealing with a migraine, but he's listed as questionable.
Oh, a migraine, that thing off in 8 hours.
Yeah,
it'll be good to go.
When he missed that tackle, I got a migraine.
Yeah, I think Debo's presence might swing my prediction, though. I reserve the right. Did you see the triple orbit thing they ran the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
The tornado deal.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, they got like some crazy stuff going. Like they'll move one guy to the left, the other guy back to the right, another dude's coming to the other side, and then a twisty pop and bang.
Yeah, the first guy that's supposed to get the ball is oftentimes the blocker guy.
Isolate what you just said there.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Twisty pop.
This guy's coming from the other side, then a twisty pop, and then bang.
Hey, just analysis, man.
How about a highlight?
That's football for you, you know?
Ball. Shoddy was talking ball at his presser today. He pointed to one issue with their secondary. He said they need to have better sticks awareness.
Ooh.
And that means if it's third and seven, don't line up 8 yards off the ball. That seems to be, you know, pretty basic type of stuff. But I think going back to the Giants game, what got them is they played the sticks too hard and got pump faked and over the top.
Because there's no pass rush.
Yeah, because there was no pass rush.
Well, the safeties also. My gosh, the safeties were really bad against the Giants.
I mean, there's no pass rush, but there's also just, like, how quickly teams are getting the ball out on you. Like, last night with Joe Flacco, did the Steelers not have a pass rush, or was Joe Flacco just getting rid of the ball in, like, 1.5 seconds again and again and again? And if you got the wide receivers that can win that quick, then it's hard. I don't know if there's a great answer for quick game with good wide receivers. Because it's always been pass rush, but now they're just like, we're not going to even give you a chance.
Quick game with good wide receivers is play press. just disrupt him at the line of scrimmage and try and throw out the timing there.
Jalen Ramsey was getting worked last night, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I don't think you can press Jamar Chase. I mean, you're going to be able to press
Luke McCaffrey. It was pretty nice. You know, it's just Joe Flacco. Just throw it to Chase. Flacco to Chase. Yeah. I'm not even worried about it. Don't even give me a play call, Coach. Jamar, I'll find you.
Okay, CeeDee Lamb saying he could have played last week. Now, I know you're already on edge a little bit about the Trayvon Diggs concussion. He is out. This one kind of annoyed me a little bit, okay? Football players are playing with injuries. You had a sprained ankle.
You didn't want to hear that one, did you?
3-4 weeks ago, you lost to Carolina because you couldn't move the ball with 6 minutes to go. I think there's at times where I don't know if it's the medical staff or the training staff or the front office is saying, oh, let's just wait until they're 100%. It's football. After the first couple of series, nobody's 100%. You can play with a tender ankle, can't you, in a must-win game?
Yes.
2-2-1.
You kind of thought you could roll it out there and beat Carolina, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we were talking about, like, could you give some linemen an extra week? And
oh, no, we were talking about Tyler Smith.
I thought you'd be okay.
I did, too.
In hindsight, damn it.
What's the quote here again?
Could have played last week.
I feel like that's why we took an extra week off, just to make sure that I had that comfort, just to make sure that I had that same explosiveness, to make sure I had that same ability.
Yeah, so basically probably could have played last week.
He said he could have played.
Yeah.
I just didn't include that part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's – when you lose the game, that's a huge bummer. Mm. But unfortunately, he can't tackle
anybody. Don't say that after a loss.
Play run defense.
Yeah, you know, I from the very beginning, I thought this should not have been a multi-week absence. When you sprain your ankle and you're capable of jogging at pretty close to 100%, which he could, which is why he went back out in that game, but you just can't cut. You're like, wow, that shooting pain. That's a 72-hour injury in my history, my experience. You know, I think if you're playing for the love of it at age 15 years old and you have a sprained ankle like that, I think you're back out there by Wednesday afternoon. You might be in the driveway that night trying to limp your way through some pickup basketball. Right. Let's not pretend like you got to be 100% to you know, make the kind of plays that he could. That'd have been a big difference last week. Mina Kimes tweeting in Lamb's absence, the offense ranked top three in yards per play, EPA per play, and total QBR. And now they get him back. Scary. How much better is this going to be? You've unlocked Pickens in his absence. Now you can move either one around, creating matchups further. I think. You know, getting your running game back on track is a huge test, I guess, early in the season for Clayton Adams to kind of prove that he's got the magic dust to sprinkle and make this thing happen. But also, how do you make number one wide receiver plus number one wide receiver equal totally unstoppable offense? Plus Turpin. They really got three.
Yeah, big time pick your poison. I mean, that's why I think they're probably going to be, especially against this Commanders defense, which is not very good. They are slow. They miss a ton of tackles. They should have great opportunities. And I do expect the run game to get back going in a pretty significant way. Because now, I mean, defensively, you really have to account for all these pass catchers. You can't just be loading up to try and stop the run by any stretch. So, yeah, she said this is going to be scary. Absolutely. I think this offense should be absolutely nasty.
Eric Kendricks posted a workout picture on Instagram. You guys see this?
Yeah, I did. I asked about him, and they said they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I feel like it would have.
Sorry, we like Kenneth Murray.
It would have happened already.
Yeah, it would have happened already.
Talk about a total misevaluation, though, from a pro personnel standpoint. Sure. To feel like trading and taking on $7 million in Kenneth Murray is better than paying whatever small amount would have gone to Eric Kendricks. That'll go down as a terrible offseason thought.
Well, and the takeaway with the Eric Kendricks workout photo is he's got his Cowboys helmet there at his feet. He's getting his gear all lined up, and you know, he wanted to make sure the Cowboys helmet was out there. I think he's got to be looking at it as an opportunity. But Kendricks is probably the kind of guy who doesn't want to play for scraps. You know, there's a certain amount of respect. He has been an All-Pro player. He's still a very good linebacker. He'd be the best linebacker. And if I was him, I'd be like, well, if you think Kenneth Murray's worth $7 million, I'm worth $12 million.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come in here and save you for $1 million while you made decisions to go get other guys for significantly more than you paid me last year. That's frustrating thing number three here. of the day. CeeDee Lamb not playing, Trayvon Diggs concussion, and they don't want to bring in Eric Kendricks. We are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. I am picking the Cowboys still, although
thought about it, right?
If Debo plays, and now that Diggs is out, I might have to do some more tinkering with it. We got the C-Note coming up next, though, Brian. Krusty's Corner. We just did the C-Note. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where
are
you taking
us? Let's talk about our officials for this one. We'll do that.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next.
All righty. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here. 105 through the fan. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. People are playing pickleball everywhere. You're invited to join us and have a time. We'll have flags again Tuesday at Shell Shack on Henderson there in Dallas. So looking forward to that. I hope everybody's having a great Flagtober. It's time for Brian's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much. Appreciate my teammates. Appreciate Reliant. Man, I've been trying to work the phones here, guys, to figure out what's going on. And
Mr. Telephone Man.
With Diggsy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if anybody knows.
What's your text? Like WTF Diggs? Question mark?
This is I got this one. I got this from somebody that might know what's going on. And they said this. They go, I said, hey, what did the quarterback do in order to miss this one? Was my question.
Okay.
And guy got back to me and said, says, I don't know the whole story yet. I said, is it a crazy one? And he says, I don't know. I've heard 3 different stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that they're kind of trying to figure out what the situation is with this one and what happened. So
can't win with them.
Maybe it'll, you
can't
know,
do it.
Maybe you'll get the answers here soon enough. I don't know. But the fact that people are trying to kind of figure things out and there's different stories that are going on, you know. I could say I even reached out to like Jane Slater and people like that. Jane's kind of like, man, I'm trying to – like everybody's trying to kind of run it down right now and see if they can get what's going on.
Yeah.
But people in the organization are – I don't know, or I've heard three different stories.
Is there any way it's like a phantom injury for a bigger picture punishment? You know, he was benched a couple of weeks ago. Is this the next, or do you think this is all player side? Like, I'm not good, you know? He arrives with concussion-like symptoms. I don't know. It's just there's a big mystery around it, so I think Pandora's box is open. I would not trust him anymore if I'm the Cowboys. You know, for one reason or another, we got to move on before he gets hurt and we're on the hook for more money next year.
You know, it's funny you say that like that, and I wanted to believe that there really was an accident, but now I'm not sure. I don't know with this player. Sometimes with this guy, I don't know how important it is for him. And so when he wants to play, he could be pretty damn good. When he doesn't want to play or he's not, you know, then it turns into something else. I think Zach was kind of talking about it earlier that, you know, that he was ready to move on. I'm not
pushing back on that. I mean, this is a nice opportunity to just go ahead and make a statement. We're not going to tolerate a bunch of garbage.
Or maybe from his side, he's like, man, this isn't going well. They're not playing me how I should be played. The tape I'm putting out there is not good. You know, maybe for him, he's like, I'm trying to battle through this knee injury. You know, there's so many different ways it could go.
Can I throw something at you? You know, and Steven, you know, was kind of – I appreciate Dawson going after it a little bit there. But is this very similar in a way of what happened eventually to Amari Cooper? Where all of a sudden now...
A little bit, yeah.
Like where Amari... And I know it was a COVID situation and he got sick and he missed two back-to-back games. He missed the Kansas City game and then the Raider game and Dallas lost both games and Jerry got mad.
He never wanted to practice. Yeah, there was always something wrong with him.
Jerry got mad at him and...
It's interesting because you get such full support from the Cowboys at every turn. They'll never say a bad word about you publicly until they've had it.
Yeah.
And they have said bad things about Diggs.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember a time they really went after one player like that.
Oh, so, training camp.
So outspokenly. Yeah. I mean, going back to camp, there's been some type of friction with Diggs.
But it telegraphs the end when their tone changes, and that end has been apparent with Diggs for a while. I guess it was apparent with Micah when they were going after him. We just didn't think it was that possible.
I just wonder. It just kind of has some tones a little bit of what with Amari.
No, you're right. That, like the organization's like man. Yeah.
Like you go out there and lose this game this week, and it's because you're not covering. You know, I know you're not going to get a pass rush, or maybe you're not going to get a pass rush, but go out there and allow McCaffrey to have a 9 for a buck 35.
Jalen Lane has 4 catches for 100 yards on.
Would look good.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Diggs would do much better if he played. You know, the difference between Elam and Diggs is hilarious. Yeah. That's how far Diggs has slid back.
I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you on that. All right, let's talk about the officials this week in this game. Zach put it out there earlier in the week that Alex Kemp and his crew is going to officiate this game for you. Alex Kemp is, when it comes to the officials, he's ranked 4th for him and his crew for the most penalties called. He's interesting in the fact that he is in his 88 calls. 44 against the home, 44 against the away.
Can appreciate that. It's a balanced man.
Balanced man. So there's really nothing you could say other than like, okay, well, maybe he does call it both ways. They have a very, very low number of penalties that are declined. So usually that's a tell sign that maybe these guys are onto it. As far as making the right call and teams not having to deal with that. So, but as you look at Alex Kemp and his crew this year for the penalties that they call, what's the one penalty that always worries you guys the most when you watch a Cowboy game?
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Defensive offsides.
12 men
on the field. Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm always worried on third down for that 5-yard defensive holding one.
Yeah, or legal contact.
Like all of a sudden, it's like Houston gets home. There's pressure. They dump the ball. Everybody's cheering, and then all of a sudden, you see that yellow flag thing come on, and on the corner
extending
of the
extending drives. You think you're off the field.
That
is
holding.
Absolutely irritating. No doubt.
It got you at the end of that game with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 6-minute drive that they had, you should have got off the field. It was Elam. I don't know if it was PI or if it was a hold or what was it. But
they called a hold. For Alex Kemp's crew, the number one penalty that they're going to call is they're going to call offensive holding, is what they're going to call. Pretty balanced once again. 11 against the home. 10 against the aways right there. That's an average of about 1.83 for the homes and 1.67 for the aways.
He's going to call the hold unless it's in a game featuring Micah Parsons, and then he's going to let it go.
And he's going to let it go.
I love that storyline, man.
That is a good storyline.
He was ranting.
False start would be the next most, and that's something that just naturally. It's interesting there, the away team 5-7. On the calls of 12 for the false start. Defensive pass interference. His crew's had 9 of these calls in 6 games, 6 against the aways, 3 against the homes. Neutral zone infraction, so that's lining up too close. So once again, you get into that area. This is a guy that's going to, him and his crew are going to call face mask. This is something you don't get very often, but I say this is a top 5 call. This crew's had 1 face mask penalty a game that they've called.
Really haven't seen face mask called a ton this year.
Now, I guarantee you this crew's called the most.
One a game?
They've had 1 a game.
That's wild.
That is wild. That's a 15-yard penalty right there. Here's another one, Dawson, for you, the clock watcher. We got a delay of game situation here. But what's interesting about this, the 5 of the delay game penalties, 4 of them are against the home team. You would usually think that maybe you're in a situation right there where the visiting teams are the ones that get those kinds of penalties, but delay game against the home, so got to be careful about that one. Defensive holding, unnecessary roughness, and then also defensive offsides are the ones. So
got to get that play in.
Yeah, I think the thing about it, like I say, Alex, this crew, like I say, Alex Kemp's crew is one of these that, to me, I really do appreciate the fact that they do have the balance. But I also, though, I don't want them to come into this game all of a sudden and just take it over that way. I just don't. I worry a little bit about these guys and these officials. We saw it with Ron Tolbert. You know, these officials that come in and try and kind of take over the game. I just don't want that to happen this time
around. No, we don't want an over-officiated game.
Not at all.
It's the most annoying thing in football.
Just got a little something from Josina Anderson.
Here we go.
What do you got?
So she says her understanding is Trayvon Diggs' home concussion did not result from a dispute. So she's ruling out the idea.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's a duh.
Yeah, because Frisco Police, I mean, we had talked about that a little bit earlier. They had said that there was no call of any type of domestic dispute
but I still think that plenty of people were imagining there could have been something thrown at or I think he would have caught it.
Yeah. I think that was kind of shut down a while ago, but that's good confirmation.
If somebody else would have thrown it, they would have caught it. You know, that kind of thing. If there was somebody else in the room.
Yeah, if he's having to defend that person.
If he's nearest defender, that ashtray would have been caught.
It definitely didn't happen from him trying to tackle somebody.
No. That's for sure. I think they're looking to trade him. I think he's going to be moved. I think in 3 weeks from now, Diggs isn't on the team anymore. I think he's been a little too talkative. He's been a little too honest maybe about this defense. I mean, he's the one that's giving everybody the viral clip.
We don't have an identity.
Do you see this maybe being a suspension after the concussion is over?
Yeah, it could be.
Conduct detrimental kind of a thing?
Yeah, the whole thing's weird to me. You show up on a Friday randomly. You've got concussion symptoms. I mean, to me, this is... I already had heard that they were fed up with him.
Yeah.
I think now it's like maybe you were hoping he could build up his stock to get like a decent pick. Now I think it's deadline's coming up. Cut your losses. Get whatever the hell you can.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a suspension, because a suspension would signal, like, this guy's a handful. Don't trade for him. I think it's a concussion, you know. Maybe that allows you to, you know, sit him out and, you know, work on
what if
trade.
We hear they're going after some of his money now because of this? That maybe they find out what
wouldn't
happened.
Surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if they can. You know, they already took what they could. But
a lot of suspicious here.
Different stories. I don't like to hear that.
We got 2 hours down and three to go here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Our next spot that we're going to have, Flag Shell Shack Tuesday, Henderson in Dallas. A football fix coming up next, Wolchuk.
Yes, this Jordan Hudson drama just keeps getting worse and worse. And the secret's out about this guy, plus the history that was made last night. My goodness, we got to talk about it next in the Nation.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.